been talking a lot this week about chinuch. And we said that the formal aspects of chinuch that we've been learning in our sugya are really limited to rabbanon. Maybe there's a little bit of deraisa, and the chacham we quote, Am Levinu, but the real chiv of chinuch is limited to rabbanon. That doesn't, of course, mean that one's not supposed to train one's children in a Torah. Why do you have to teach it? Why do you have to teach your children Torah in a Torah? That's not a question. And there were two parshias, two dinim that appear in the very end, the parshias Vayelech, which are the last two mitzvahs in the Torah, that clearly the focus and clearly the goal is the habatzas Torah to the next generation. One is the whole institution of Hakel. Hakel is Am Anoshim, Anoshim Etaf, is the children come, everybody comes to experience the next generation, be able to be Moshe, the Maimon Hasina to the next generation. And then Kislo Chem Sashira Zois, Kilos Yishachnuch Bizarai, that the way to ensure the Torah goes to the next generation, you have to write the Sefer Torah and the Lomdas Bnei Soh, you have to learn it, you have to teach it to the next generation. So, Maseres HaTorah from father to son, from parent to child, from Rebbe to Talmud, that clearly is a major part of the very end, the final words of Moshe Rabbeinu Klal Yisrael, that's ultimately what keeps us going from generation to generation, the significance of Chinuch. So the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, when he quotes the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so he quotes two aspects of it, and he combines it into one. The Rambam writes, mitzvah esei, lumo Torah ulalamda. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah and to teach Torah. If you would have asked me, I would have counted them as two separate mitzvahs. The two different psukim. One is ulamadatam asam ushmadatam asoisam, that's the mokh of Talmud Torah. And then, vishinat levanechem, ulamadatam asam ushmer, that's to teach Torah. So those should be two separate mitzvahs. Yet the Rambam, in the minyan mitzvahs, the Rambam combines them into one. What's pshat? Lumo Torah ulalamda. Why exactly one? So the chayra, what the Rambam is telling us, in Derech Drush, is the best way lametra is lumotar. If you want to ensure that your children learn, you have to do it yourself. It doesn't work to sit with your feet up and watch the ball game and tell your child to go sit in Chaz of the Gemara. It's not going to happen. When your child sees you getting up to go to the shir, when the child sees you learning Daf Yomi, the child sees you having a chavrusa. So then, Mimela, that is the ultimate lalamid asacherim Torah. So the greatest way to teach Torah to somebody is through the principle of role modeling. But it's not enough just for a person just to learn Torah and expect that I was going to follow suit. We've quoted many, many times that there's a very basic lesson that's derived, appears in the bracha of Birchas Torah. In Birchas Torah, we speak about the har of Hashem Elokeinu, as Divrei Sirach Chavafinu. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch in the middle of that bracha two things. One is the Harav Na, the Rosh Hashem should sweeten the Torah in our mouths. It should be a beautiful, wonderful, enjoyable experience. And then we turn around and we say, our children should be Matzliach and Torah also. The Gemara says that in Hilchos Brachas, we're not supposed to combine two themes into one bracha. Each bracha is each bracha has its own theme. And here we seem to combine two themes into one bracha. They're running with each other. One is, am I having a good time with the Tosfos? And the other is my child going to learn or not? They're both important, but they're with each other. What's the answer, by saying? Not they have nothing to do with each other. They have everything to do with each other. If you think you can have a fighting chance of if you think your child's going to learn Torah by watching you learn miserably, if you think you can learn without a smile on your face, children are very smart. They want to have a good time. If they see you enjoying yourself, then hey, it's good for Abba, it's good for me. If they get the sense that you don't really enjoy it, that you're pushing yourself and you're just it's not really your thing, you're just kind of doing it as a show, but you don't really enjoy it in your heart and soul, so it's not going to work. The tzetzah ain't is going to it's not going to fly. So if you want to know what it means, the lamed Torah l'achayrim, what's the mitzvah shinan levanecha, limsa divrei Torah to others, it's twofold. It has to be lumo bi'atzmai, but it's got to be a lumo bi'atzmai of the harivna. We have to think of so many things to make it in the cheshbon for this time of the year. We're coming close to it. Slichas time, Shana time, Me'adin, Mamash, all. 1 week from now, it's like 2:25. We'll already finish the first, most of us, finished the first day davening already. Rosh Hashanah. What are some of the things that should be swirling in our mind? What are some of the dinim we should be thinking about? Some of the dinim v'chashuv we should have. So, many, many things. But first and foremost, as B'nai Torah, as B'nai Yeshiva, is what's a Talmud Torah going to look like for the rest of the year? Is a tamatara going to be a tamatara v'harif? No, it's going to be a tamatara v'gishmak. It's a tamatara that we jump for joy when we have a kash in a terrace, or a benetuvia, a pshara, a new pshara, a pshara, 11 gemaras. If it's a tamatara, v'tach simcha v'tevleivav, that will impact on our entire shmiras and mitzvahs. A davening will be different, a shmir Shabbos will be different, I've been on the mokum, I've been on the chavah, everything will be different. The Torah is the energy battery, it's the charges up. So that gives, Chazal say, Gadol Torah, Talmud, Shemegel, Dei Maisa. Doesn't just mean that when you learn a couple of halachos of Shabbos, you'll know how to put your blach on the fire in Shabbos. It means that also, but it's much more profound than that. Gadol Talmud, Shemegel, Dei Maisa means that the more a person learns, the greater, deeper appreciation has for Talmud Torah, his Maisim will be different. His whole Bahus, his whole essence of Eretz Hashem is going to be different. So the thing to begin to focus on, the greatest din v'cheshbon, the greatest commitment the person has to have at this time of the year, is to run back to the Beis Medrash, back into Sukkot HaBeis and HaBeis, go back to the Sukkot, back to the Rambans, back to B'tach Simcha, to Vleva, V'Harivna, to beg the Rabban Shalom, when you say that Brachim, and beg the Rabban Shalom, V'Harivna Shem Lekenu, you should be Zoycha Zayin, to V'Tetzeinu, to Amchabes Yisrael, we should all be Zoycha, to B'ni Anachim Kulanu, V'Tetzeinu, Yodesh Mechem, Dodesh Mechem, okay.